Well, these attributes are crucial.
Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum about his first volume of Systematic Theology. We've been working our way through, and recently working our way through chapter 18 on the attributes of God. We've been taking time with each as we go through. Today we pick up the moral attributes of God. First of all, before we get into those, Steve, explain that category for us, the moral attributes of God.
Yeah, I mean, usually with the moral attributes, and of course these spill over to the other ones, but we're reflecting on attributes that refer to sort of moral action and action that particularly applies to us of we are to love God. That's a moral action. We are to display goodness in terms of rights and wrongs and so on. So morality, dealing with our life, dealing with what is right and good, dealing with what is just. And some kind of ethical standard. And that's usually the issues of morality. So that God is the source and standard of what is right and good. He is the source and standard of what is just and right. And that's in the area of ethics or morality or our moral life in terms of what it means to be good and whether there's a kind of moral standard. And of course, God is that standard in himself.
All right, your first category here is God's holiness and goodness. And before we get into that, I want to ask maybe an earlier question, and that is, why treat holiness here? Is God's holiness a moral or a metaphysical attribute, or both?
Right. Well, it's both, right? And so that's where you have to, in dividing up the attributes, we're trying to get our mind around these attributes. And of course, in this, these moral attributes often have been viewed as in theology as the communicable attributes. So holiness is a kind of attribute that I think first, and we've talked about that a little bit with aseity and so on, but it first reflects God as God, right? So there is that metaphysical or utter uniqueness that God has in contrast to the creature. But it's put here in terms of discussion, even though that has to first be said, it's put here because God also will say, "Be holy as I am holy." And of course, there's where holiness will convey a number of ideas, but particularly it will have application to our moral life. And so that's why it's discussed here. But I look at the moral attributes, under these two categories of holiness and goodness. And that's not simply to say those are the only two categories, but I'm trying to sort of get our mind around these areas and in scripture, given the emphasis on God is holy, right? I mean, you have God is light, God is holy, you also have God is love, but holiness is so crucial to who God is and ultimately God's goodness as well, that these are sort of overarching attributes that tie particularly to the issues of morality and ethics and a moral life and so on. But holiness, you're exactly right, is first what God is as God, and then as holy, he is the one who demands from us a holiness of life, a purity, and of course that